On a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, and model to her credit, the simply super talented Aya Ito is blessing us this afternoon with her new hit single, Machine, featuring Jason RXO. Welcome to the show, my love. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. We have a lot to talk about. First and foremost, I want to hop back in Doctor Who's time machine, so to speak. And I want to go back to your 2021 single, Something New. And I wanted to talk to you about the progression as an artist, as a singer, to where you are right now. How have you seen yourself elevate yourself as a complete overall artist from that standpoint?
Yeah, so 2021 was like, I would say like a year into like becoming a solo artist. And so I was definitely learning a lot about myself as an artist, as a solo artist. And I think at that time, I definitely like could sing really well and I'd been performing regularly and everything. But since then, you know, I've developed more with my vocals. I've learned to control my voice. I've learned how to use dynamics more with my voice. And I've also really practiced and gotten much better at the piano, which I'm really happy about. And then I think just, yeah, in terms of writing, just like writing more, you know, I feel like people write differently in different stages of their lives. So yeah, I think it's not necessarily a better thing, but just a different thing.
Well, it comes down to the journey. The only way we gain experience is through the journey of life, through different various experiences, whether it's personal or professional. And you being such a captivating, multicultural young lady, I wanted to ask you how much, you know, growing up or being born actually in Tokyo, what was it like during that time as far as from a music standpoint? Because Tokyo and Japan in general, they love R&B. They love it with a passion. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things that you remember about during that time growing up there as far as that helped you cultivate your music aspiration?
Yeah, so my mom always, when we moved to the U.S., she always rented VHSs from, they had a Japanese video rental store in Indianapolis. Yeah. So we would go every week and rent the videos. And a lot of the shows were like music shows. It would be like music station where they would feature new artists or just artists with new songs out, and they would do performances and stuff. So that really, I feel like, influenced my love for music. And then in 98, I think it was around 98, was when this one of my favorite and like inspirational artists, Utada Hikaru, debuted. And she was like the first Japanese artist that really did like Japanese R&B. And that, I just loved her from the beginning. And I think that really influenced my love for Japanese music and my love for, or my, like the ability to be able to know, like you can mix, you know, Japanese music can be soulful. It can be R&B by like what we've heard sometimes, you know, in the past.
Without question, that's one thing I've always said about music. There are no color lines. Music brings unity. We all have that great gratification to actually a moth to a flame kind of aspect where we're drawn to music. And I've seen your vocals elevate since that time. And it's a beautiful thing to actually witness. It's like having this beautiful butterfly just bloom and just sprout her wings. But one of the things that I do really truly admire about you is about completely understanding who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person. And I want to talk about empowerment, because I know this new single speaks to a lot about empowerment, self-empowerment, never allowing anyone to dictate what you want to do or who you want to be as a person. And I want you to speak to the many fans and supporters out there about this particular meaning of the song to you.
Yeah, so it's called Machine, and I think a lot of us probably struggle with every day feeling like we have so much to do and kind of feeling like we're this machine that's like we're endlessly working. And, you know, sometimes it can feel like no matter how much work we put in, we're not getting to where we want to go, where we want to be. And I wanted the song to reflect like every little bit counts, every little bit that you do counts. And, you know, some of the lyrics are like, I came from a dark place or I came from a cold place and I was born. And that's something that really came from the heart because I feel like I've had some, you know, traumatic stuff in the past and like things that times in life where, you know, you're kind of like, I don't know what to do. And I think that song really reflects like you can get past that hump. You just have to, you know, believe in yourself and then just keep going. And yeah, we are kind of like machines, but we're better than machines.
Without question. I mean, it gives it an old metaphor. It's like we're all a bunch of minions. Exactly. Grove's
minions. Yeah.
You know, and one of the things you just touched upon, and I really want people to truly understand this, you know, people see the lights, they see the stars, they see all the glamour, you know, as far as music and what it represents, but they don't truly understand the amount of dedication and pressure that an artist goes through and experiences just in everyday life, trying to balance a professional career and also balance a personal life. And I have had the pleasure of conversing with a lot of wonderful and exceptional artists like yourself. And they always talk about at a certain point in time in their life, they've been in this dark place, whether it's being depression or not really truly knowing who to trust, how important it is to have a stable foundation. And I want to speak on that a little more. How important is it to cultivate and have a stable foundation around you with people that you know that you truly trust and have your best interests at heart?
Oh my gosh, it's so important. You know, you can't do anything by yourself. Like nobody can do anything completely by themselves, you know? And as much as we want to be able to take care of ourselves by ourselves, we can't. We need other people who can encourage us and support us, especially in times when we're down and depressed, maybe. Like, we need people to uplift us. We need love. We might just need a hug or anything. And I think it's really important to have that because a lot of times you can be your biggest critic. And if you have other people around you who really support you and can tell you, no, like you're doing really well. Like you should really believe in yourself. Like, look at this that you've done, look at that you've done. And kind of reminding you like, actually I have accomplished a lot. And just being there for you. I think it's really, really important. And I'm very lucky because I have a very supportive partner and I have my godparents who are extremely supportive. And my siblings and, you know, my aunt, like, I just have so many people in my life that are really supportive, and my friends, I can't thank them enough for all of that.
It is definitely a beautiful thing to know that you actually, now, it resonates when you know that you have people that care about you as a person, not trying to get something from you. It's like, hey, I'm able to maintain a balance in my life. How challenging is it, though, to cultivate relationships as far as music is concerned, whether choosing a particular producer that you would like to work with or maybe working with another artist that you have some admiration towards?
Yeah, I would say it can be difficult or it can not be difficult. You know, obviously there's a lot of artists that I would love to work with, but kind of are out of touch right now. Hopefully they won't be for too much longer, but also in this industry, there's a lot of talk of people talking and saying they can do this or they can make this happen, or they know these people and they know those people. And I think it's really important as an artist and as an independent artist to do your research and make sure you're looking into everything. Like, look at the social media, look at what kind of music they've put out, what the lyrics are. Like, I specifically have said I will not do any collaborations with anybody who wants to do a song about gang violence or guns or like that's derogatory towards women. I won't go there. But that's, you know, that's an artist's choice, and you have to make sure you do research, because you know, you don't want to be in a position where you're like, oh, I did this song with this person, and then it comes out that you say something in that song that you're like, oh, whoa, I didn't realize that that was going to be in that song, or I didn't realize that they believed in this, and then they're, you know, posting stuff on social media, and they're like, wait, how, you guys are, you know, involved? Like, how does that work? So I think it's just really important to make sure you do your own research. Don't depend on anybody else.
Without question. What that's called, it's called having integrity.
Yeah.
Having integrity and knowing one's worth and what they bring to the table. And I love what you bring to the table. You have such, and the thing is, what I love about it right now is that you haven't begun to even scratch the surface of what you're capable of doing. Now, I want to touch a little upon the modeling. You know, the camera loves you, and you definitely love the camera.
Thank you.
The camera. What can we expect? Because, you know, music and fashion, they all intertwine with one another. They're all intertwined. What can we expect as far as on the modeling aspect from you in the near future?
Yeah, so, I mean, for the most part, I'm signed with an agency, so I do just, like, you know, random stuff, commercials or, like, different ads and stuff. I mean, I'm hoping to do a creative photo shoot. I want to do some stuff with some really cool outfits and different hairstyles and stuff like that, because I need to get updated pictures anyway. So I'm thinking in the next few months, I'll probably get some new pictures out, which I'm really excited about, and just figure that out.
Okay. Well, family, I want everyone to know, of course, the new single, Machine, is available as we speak on iTunes, Apple, and if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And also, for those who have yet had the opportunity to see this captivating artist perform live, April 27th, just a couple of days away, she'll be performing at Maestro's. Yes, Lord. Maestro's Restaurant in Chi-Town. That's in Chicago, Illinois, of course. Get all the latest updates on that, and I'm telling you, taste the warm butter cake and Lord.
That's so good. It's so good.
Woo, the warm butter cake and the tomahawk steaks are on a whole nother level. And I promise I'll give everyone the pertinent information to that. But far be it from me to deprive the listeners of the new hit single, of course, Machine, featuring the captivating and super talented Lord have mercy, Miss Ito, here on Night Tracks Radio.
What you came here for? I'm on the top of your list. See you clenching your fist. I can tell you don't want any more. As I was making my way, kept me locked in a cage. Maybe I can open every door. finish my story.
Lord have mercy. I am Ito, of course, Machine featuring Jason RX here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy. And family also, you know, Teddy Bear has to give me just a slice of cheesecake, but to get a full course meal, stop by iTunes, pick up her 2022 EP, Just Might. And my favorite song on that entire EP is called Spellbound. You did an exceptional. Now I got to question you a little bit about this. Now you had a wonderful EP. You released a single. When can we expect either another EP or another single from you? Hopefully, very soon.
Yeah. So I'm actually working on two songs. One song I'm actually done with my part. It's actually going to be a duet with another female rapper. So I'm really excited about that. We're hoping to get it released maybe by the summer. So if we can get that done and out in the next few months, that would be great. And then another one is, has more of like a Latin vibe to it. So
okay.
And there might be Spanish in that one too.
All right. Well, you know, this is your home, away from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know. We love you. And more importantly, we respect what you're doing. And also, family, be sure to stop by her official Bandcamp page. Okay, that's ayaito.bandcamp.com, and also catch up with her on Instagram, Bazillion, BLAZION, Bazillion Sensation. Lord have mercy. That's on Instagram. That's on Instagram. And again, this coming, actually the 27th would be what? This Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
This
Saturday, she'll be at Maestro's Restaurant. That's in Chicago, Illinois. Again, like I said, be sure to get your hands around that butter cake. Lord have mercy. If you're going to send, send that way. It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful picture. My love, much continued success, happy trails, and have a wonderful and blessful experience when you perform, okay? We love you, all right?
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. That's super talented. Oh, God. Aya Ito here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy, Jesus. You got to love it. It does the teddy bear's heart good when you see someone that stands on their morals and they know what they expect and what they won't settle as far as for less. You know, never give in to things that are easy. Always strive for greatness. And that truly impresses me about her. Again, be sure to purchase the new hit single Machine featuring Jason RXO, available on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, on iHeartRadio, and also on Amazon.com. And be sure to follow her, support her on all her official websites. That's on Instagram at Bazillion, BLAZION Sensation. That's on Instagram. That's Aya Ito, spelled with an A. AYITO, Lord have mercy. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. We're streaming live on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora. Yes, we also are Pandora too. And for those who missed the visual aspect of the interview, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at youtube.com/ Night Tracks with 2 X's. That's at Night Tracks Radio Music Podcast. Also on TikTok with the same handle, Night Tracks Radio, as well as Instagram and the artist formerly known as Twitter. We're on X. That's at Night Tracks Radio. So be sure to tune in and check us out and get all the latest updates. And also, before I leave you, I want everybody to be sure, and I want to send out a very special thank you to Grammy nominated, not calling Grammy award winner in my heart, he should have won a Grammy a long time ago, Mr. Kirk Whalum. I want to thank him very much for joining us yesterday, family. Be sure to get his new album, Epic Cool. The official release date is on May the 17th, but you can always let your fingers do the walking and put in that little early bid. You know what I mean? So you can get it earlier, much sooner than you want. That's what we need to do. Support great music. On behalf of all the listeners and supporters, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the teddy bear to help you tune out all the negativity. It is my pleasure. And as always, keep it soulful and have a phenomenal weekend. God bless. Here on Night Tracks Radio.